One of the most important things to consider at the outset of any institutional podcasting initiative is rights. Not just to protect your own material and make sure you're not infringing anyone else's copyright, but also to help you decide how and where to publish your resources.
Any institution takes on a podcaster otherwise, then rights and copyright expertise needs to become integral to the project and not a bolt-on. It needs to be there from the start at the planning stage so that everybody's aware of everybody's role for a start. And also rights and copyright, the person can explain what their role is and how they can contribute to the project and what information they need to advise properly in all the content.
Having rights expertise is not just about getting permission to use other people's or third-party materials. If you have rights advisors, they can actually save you time and money by helping you to think through what it is you want to achieve, resulting hopefully in a better end product which can be used more widely.
As soon as you decide to associate your brand or your institution with the products that you send out through whatever channel, you have to be really minded about the material that goes into them. It's very easy to trawl all these channels, collect material and incorporate them into your own offerings. But the simple fact of the matter is, they don't belong to you, they belong to someone else. Having said that, there's a plethora of open educational resources already out there which can, under certain circumstances, be used, reversioned and reincorporated into your material for educational purposes.
The basic idea is that it usually works best in a collaborative way, that people collaborate to put content in a depository that each can access and actually then perhaps use the open educational resources, the content, in any way that suits their educational institution.
A lot of material is released these days under Creative Commons license. If you look around some of the more popular channels, you'll find that people who have shop material will release it to your use if you want it to. But you have to find out what's legal and what's doable. And again, it comes back to brand, how you value your brand and how you value the way that the institution is represented. If you put stuff out there which clearly doesn't belong to you and is an infringement of someone else's property, you're going to be in trouble and this brand damage will accrue to that. So the best thing really is to originate your own material or use Creative Commons.
There's two parts of Creative Commons license. One is written in plain English, and what you can and can't do. And attached to that are also symbols displaying the language. So in other words, there'd be a symbol for that you cannot adapt the work, and there would be a symbol for non-commercial use. And there would be a symbol for attribution to the author. All uses of Creative Commons licenses, you must attribute the author. And then the other part is the legal part. It's written in more detailed form, but it's still, in my view, easy to understand. So when you see a Creative Commons license straight away, it's easily recognisable and people know they can use it, although they would glance down the symbols and the language to make sure it wholly fits what they want to do with it. The copyright owner is still in control, and the license will say that if you require any rights in addition to what's on the license, you can still seek permission, basically, from the rights owner. So it's an ideal way for an institution who has got a lot of material like the Open University, and it's part of a strategic objective to make its material available more widely under the social justice objective, to use a Creative Commons license.
The stuff that's on iTunes U, we retain copyright ownership of it. An individual can download the material and use it for their own purposes, but they are not permitted to take it and reuse it, and they're not permitted to broadcast it or rebroadcast it in any domain. It's purely for the individual to make use of that material. As such, it's not released under a Creative Commons license. The Open University has other channels which it uses. The Open Learn, for example, is a great example where the material that's up on there is released under a Creative Commons license, which allows people to remix and reuse those resources within educational frameworks for educational purposes, either within that platform, or you can take it off and use it for your other purposes. But that's a very clearly defined under the Creative Commons license, as opposed to the iTunes U, which isn't.
There are obviously many routes which can be taken when deciding to publish your resources online. But whatever your organisation's strategy, open educational resources provide educational institutions with a public service remit a more open way of sharing their valuable resources with a wider audience, safe in the knowledge that their material is still protected under copyright law. This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.